Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei. Chapter 3076. When Catherine woke up, it was already 11 a.m. Apart from the servants and bodyguards, she was the only owner of the mansion. Matriarch Farrell, brothers, and sisters-in-law were all out. Catherine didn't bother to ask where they were going. After washing up, changing clothes, and grabbing a thick coat, Catherine left the room, holding her cell phone in her hand, and called Liberty as she went downstairs. Liberty quickly answered her call. "Liberty, let's have lunch together, do you have time?" Catherine asked her with a cheerful smile. Without waiting for Liberty to answer, she continued, "I heard that Mr. Lewis brought Sunny over to reunite with you. I also miss Sunny. If you and your family are invited to dinner, you can't refuse. I have asked Mr. Fraser to book a place for me at the Fortress Hotel. See you at noon." Liberty smiled and said, "Are you asking for my opinion? You are informing me." Catherine said, "Do you want to refuse me? I am your elder. If your elder invites you to dinner, you still want to refuse. It is too unfilial." "Liberty, I didn't say no. We originally planned to stay at the hotel for lunch at noon. Since you're treating us, we won't be polite. Where did you go to play this morning?" Catherine said, "I came home very late last night and didn't get up until now. I didn't have time to go over and play with Sunny. After dinner later, I have to play with Sunny for a while. When will he and his father return to Wiltspoon?" Liberty couldn't help but correct her. "Catherine, Duncan, and I are not married yet." Catherine asked, "Isn't that a matter of time? Are you going to change your mind and not marry Mr. Lewis? I know that Mr. Lewis treats Sunny very well and treats him as if he were his own. The two of them have long been like a father and son." Liberty said, "You don't even have a boyfriend, and you still bother to inquire about other people's feelings. You should quickly find a boyfriend, and let me call you a cousin." Catherine laughed heartily. "Maybe you won't have a cousin in your life. I don't want to get married. After a while, I will find a man of good quality and discuss it with him. I will borrow some seeds to have a daughter and a successor. That's it. Liberty, your mother would be so angry that she would vomit blood if she knew it." Catherine said, "It was her fault that she was so angry that she vomited blood. The marriage between her and my father seemed to be incompatible with each other. They were happy on the surface, but in fact, they were not happy at all. What's so good about such a marriage? I'm afraid that I will follow in her footsteps, so I might as well not get married." Catherine thought that with her status and personality, if she really hired a man to come to her house, she might live like her parents. In this way, it's really better to be alone. At least she won't be angry to death, and she won't be emotionally betrayed. It's easy to have a daughter. It's okay to have as many more daughters as she can afford them anyway." Liberty remained silent. Catherine asked, "Does Sunny still recognize me?" Liberty said, "I don't know." Catherine said, "Look at you, you haven't told Sunny about me. Isn't your cousin shady?" Liberty said amusedly, "How do I say that? I don't have a photo of you. If I tell Sunny that you exist, he won't remember what you look like. We'll have dinner together later, and Sunny will know who you are. Visit to read the latest chapter of this novel. Catherine, Yes. I won't tell you any more. I'll be there in a moment. You guys wait for me at the Fortress Hotel. Call young Master York and young Master Queen. Visit to read the latest chapter of this novel. Hayden had already disclosed that she was a woman, but she was still used to dressing up as a man, and everyone still called her young Master Queen. Visit to read the latest chapter of this novel. Liberty replied, Kevin and Hayden went on a trip. Catherine was stunned for a moment. The two of them went on a trip? How cool. She also wanted to travel. Every day at home, in the company, between 2 o'clock and one line, her life was tense and depressing. Chapter 3077. Liberty said, No, he is very chic. They haven't traveled for a long time. Since Liberty married Hank, she has never gone out for travel. She usually went to and from business trips in a hurry and had no time to play or relax. Catherine sighed and said, Young Master Queen is different now that he has third young Master York. Young Master Queen is a little more feminine when he falls in love. Hayden had a twin brother. She was not in the company, and Hugh was supporting her, so she could go and play with peace of mind. And Catherine was still studying hard and adapting to the intrigues of the Farrell family. She didn't even dare go too far for a business trip. At most, she would go on a business trip today and come back tomorrow. She's afraid that if she walks too far or for a long time, the dignity she finally accumulated will be gone. Even without Shiloh as her rival, there were still three brothers who were eyeing her. There were still a few hard thorns in the company that had not yet been removed. Most people now recognize her efforts, and she was the real daughter of the Farrell family. Although they had stayed in the Farrell group for a long time, they had also contributed to the Farrell group and made contributions. Let Catherine come to power and liquidate them one emperor and one minister. Liberty said, Whenever you fall in love, give me some feminine scent. Catherine laughed and scolded, You even dare to make fun of your elders. I am already feminine. I won't joke with you anymore, I will drive first. Liberty said, Okay, don't drive too fast. Catherine said, I know, I don't even know who the elder is. I go out and drive a car, and the younger generation still has to warn me. Liberty said, I'm only concerned about you. We haven't had a showdown yet. Catherine smiled and said, It's just superficial. I don't want to be your enemy. Liberty said, We won't talk about that today. Well, let's not talk about that. Today is a family gathering. After ending the call, Catherine had already walked to her car. When she came down the stairs, the butler notified the bodyguard to help her drive the car out and park it in the yard. There was no need for her to go to the garage. Miss Catherine's personal bodyguard said hello respectfully. I have an appointment with my friends for dinner, so you don't have to follow me. Miss, the bodyguards were quite anxious. Catherine knew how to fight, but she didn't actually know martial arts. She just learned how to fight after fighting with others too many times in the past. If they didn't follow Catherine, if anything happened to her, Matriarch Farrell would skin them when she came back. Visit to read the latest chapter of this novel. Matriarch Farrell only had a biological daughter, Catherine. Catherine said, Mr. Fraser will accompany me there. When the bodyguards heard that Mr. Fraser would follow them, they felt relieved and did not insist on following Catherine. Visit to read the latest chapter of this novel. Soon, Catherine drove out and saw Mr. Fraser's car parked not far away as soon as she left the villa. He leaned on the car as if he were smoking. When he saw Catherine coming out, he immediately put out the cigarette and threw away the butt. He took out a piece of chewing gum, peeled off the wrapper of the gum, chewed the gum, and asked for help. This removes the smell of tobacco from your mouth. Visit to read the latest chapter of this novel. Catherine never said anything about not letting him smoke. He knew she didn't like tobacco flavor. Occasionally, when he smokes, he chews gum to get rid of the tobacco smell. Mr. Fraser walked towards her. Chapter 3078. Catherine stopped the car, pressed down the window, and stuck her head out, asking him, "Have you prepared the meeting gifts for Sonny and Mr. Lewis?" Mr. Fraser smiled and said, "Don't you worry, miss, that I'm doing something? Everything is ready. Miss, drive there by yourself. Catherine, any questions?" Mr. Fraser said, "If you drink two drinks, you won't be able to drive. It's better for me to send you off so that you can have a few drinks safely and boldly." Catherine said, "I won't drink any more. I drank enough last night. Liberty won't drink, even if I think about it." Sonny was still a child, and Mr. Lewis's leg is still recovering. Liberty will definitely not let him drink. When she said this, Mr. Fraser couldn't say anything else. After Catherine drove past his car, he got in the car and drove to follow Catherine's car. They arrived at the Fortress Hotel half an hour later. Liberty and Sonny waited in the hotel lobby for Catherine's arrival. Duncan did not go downstairs because of difficulty moving. Catherine didn't know that Liberty was waiting for her. After she parked the car, she waited for Mr. Fraser to park the car. Then she walked over and opened the door to the back seat of the car. She saw that the car was full of gifts that Mr. Fraser had prepared for them. There were good cigarettes, good wine, and some nutritional supplements for Duncan. Sonny's items were toys, new clothes, a few pairs of gold bracelets, and longevity locks. The new clothes may be a little too big. Mr. Fraser didn't know what size Sonny wore. When he bought new clothes for Sonny, he told the people in the clothing store that they were for a little boy of 3 or 4 years old, and they helped him choose them. He bought bigger. He thought he would buy a bigger one so he could put it away before wearing it and wear it longer. If he bought something too small, he couldn't wear it, and he needed to return it, which was too troublesome. There was no other way. It was his first time buying clothes for a child, and he had no experience. Just like how Duncan coaxed Sonny in the past, he had no experience and only knew how to send windmills over and over again. No matter how much Sonny liked windmills, he was tired of receiving them. Catherine said, "I bought so much. If you buy good cigarettes and wine for Mr. Lewis, be careful about Liberty beating you up. I won't protect you." Mr. Fraser smiled and said, "I'm not asking Mr. Lewis to drink it now. It's given in your name. Besides giving him tobacco, alcohol, and some nutritional supplements, what else can you give him?" Catherine thought the same thing. The two took everything out of the car. Mr. Fraser took another flower from the passenger seat, turned around, and handed it to Catherine, saying, One of the roses I cultivated in the flower room has bloomed. I cut it and brought it over for you to appreciate. This rose blooms so beautifully. I really can't tell you are good at growing flowers. Catherine didn't think much and took the rose. Without catching the tenderness in Mr. Fraser's eyes, she entered the hotel with Mr. Fraser. Visit to read the latest chapter of this novel. Catherine, here. As soon as the two entered the hotel, Liberty saw them and waved to them while she walked over, holding Sunny. Sunny wore a lot of clothes, like making rice dumplings. He saw real snow for the first time. Thinking about it, Liberty would not hide in the hotel. Liberty should have taken Sunny out to play, so he wrapped it up like a rice dumpling and stayed in the hotel. It was very warm, and I did not need to wear so many clothes. Visit to read the latest chapter of this novel. Liberty! Catherine shouted with a smile. Her eyes fell on Sunny. She had seen him before, but Sunny had no impression of her, let alone that she was Liberty's cousin. Sunny, do you still remember Aunt? Catherine knelt down and touched Sunny's face with one hand. Sunny looked at Catherine with his big eyes twinkling for a while, shook his head honestly, and replied, I have no impression. Are you my aunt? I have an aunt. Visit to read the latest chapter of this novel. Catherine smiled and said, I know you have an aunt, and I am also your aunt. Don't Sunny want a few more ants? End of chapters 3076 to 3078 of Married at First Sight by Gu Lingfei. Please wait for the next chapters. And in the meantime, don't leave the website, you can listen to other famous novel titles such as The Broken Warrior's Daughter by Cooper, When His Eyes Opened by Simple Silence, Can't Win Me Back by Ginger Sue, The CEO's Ex-Wife is a Famous Doctor by Lee LHYZ, You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone by Cora Smith, and more.